told the fellow I'd pay it off. Took me 3 years. I had that depression hit in fall of 29, 30, and 31. Took me 3 years to pay it, what he owed.
How do you mean he would get...
I let him trade over at Putz Camp with a merchant over there.
I see.
The furnishing merchants, you know. Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me more about how that worked? Did you keep account of what they spent, or how did that work? Would you explain how that worked? That is, you had about 10 homes, you say, in this 1,200 acres?
Well, yeah, I had that, you see, and I just built houses. See, I had this all down here on the river. Here I got, 160 down there, the first I bought, and there's 300 and some of this here where I'm at here. And I just had these houses all around. You see, I rented out a little of it where I'm off away from home. I had some back between there and Putz Camp. Well, I'd rent there, but I'd share work all this.
I see. So that's...
When the first started, I didn't use no fertilizer, you know. Way back there, we didn't use no fertilizer, you know. We just work and cotton, they'd make our cotton, and it'd be Christmas, getting through picking every year, you know, it wouldn't open.
Mm-hmm. So when you share work, the people who lived in your houses would work the land?
I built these houses close enough so everyone could come to my barn and get his mule every morning, don't you see?
I see. Then he'd have so much. How much did he farm?
Well, I don't know. Back in the one mule, I had 10 mules, and 15 acres then was all one mule could work.
Is that right?
15 acres, just about all man could work.
So a family would live on 15 acres, about?
15 acres, no, not much fertilizer. They finally got a little fertilizer, but not much for a good while, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they worked for you in the winter in the sawmill? Yeah. I see.
Uh-huh. I'd give them something else so they could feed themselves, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. It was hard to make a living then.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. I finally bought some milk cows and started into selling cream. Use old separator sitting out there now. My wife put flowers in the bowl out there and the stand and all out there before she died. Mm-hmm. And we'd separate that cream and sell it and bring it. $3 or $4 a can, you know. Got to get Putz Camp a wagon, you know. Get over and put it on accommodation, they call it, train. And ship it to St. Louis. And they made a living. They'd get up, me and her'd get up 4 o'clock every morning, milk them cows. Well, most of them every morning, I'd milk. But at night, then, after I went to sawmilling, well, we'd go out every morning and get everything ready, and we'd run that mill 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day. You cleaned up on their own time. Every man cleaned up his position on his own time. Then we'd run it 10 hours, and then we'd come home. Well, the winter time is after dark. When we after dark, we get home. Well, at night, she'd go out and help me milk them cows, and then I'd come in, and I'd separate it while she picked supper.
I see.
We'd lay down and sleep a little while, get up and go again. I had a hen hired by the month, and he'd go and feed every morning. And, well, we mostly fed them mules every night, but then I had lanterns, man, because it's dark when we come in. I had lanterns fixed and ready all the time so we could feed and milk by them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have no electric lights and nothing then.
What did you burn in the lanterns?
Coal oil.
Coal oil. Uh-huh.
It's cold, you know.
Did you ever have any way of lighting the house, just kind of a makeshift light, say stick something in a bottle?